Thank you for coming to my lightning talk. I am unmuted, I think.
Okay.
There's no red
it's
light.
Not red.
It's not red.
Sorry.
All right. So I work on FuzArc, a data parallel functional programming language. It looks like this. I'm not really here to talk about the language itself. The idea is that you write this kind of very conventional functional style, and the compiler chews on your program, transforms it, optimizes it, and eventually generates code for GPUs or other parallel platforms. While we're talking about GPUs today. And then hopefully it runs pretty fast. That's at least the goal. It's by itself not a real GPU language. It's high level, but we have a compiler that generates GPU code. And it has three production quality GPU backends that are supposed to work for every program. One of them targets the API OpenCL, which is an open standard for, GPU programming, a little wider than that, actually. And it's implemented to various degrees by NVIDIA, AMD, Intel, and so on. So it's pretty widely supported. It's an open standard. So in principle, we should not need anything else, but we do. We also target CUDA, which is NVIDIA's proprietary API for running code on GPUs. It's pretty dominant, and it works pretty well on NVIDIA GPUs, but only NVIDIA GPUs. And then we also target HIP, which is AMD taking HIP and filing all the serial numbers or running a Perl script and renaming CUDA to HIP. And then that works pretty well on AMD GPUs as well. So ideally, when we generate equivalent code from a compiler targeting each of these three APIs, we would expect identical performance. So is that actually the case? Do we get identical performance across these backends? I'll spot it, we don't. So the idea is that we will take equivalent benchmark programs written in this FuzArc language, but we can just imagine it's a library for GPU programming. It's not really the point of the fact that it's a language is not really important. But then we take these 48 benchmark programs, compile them with different backends, and run them on different GPUs, and see how fast they run. Well, the only change is how which API we target. And that produces a lot of data because we have 48 programs, three backends, and two different GPUs. But this unreadable graph shows how fast OpenCL is compared to CUDA and HIP respectively on an AMD GPU and an NVIDIA GPU. And a number greater than one means that OpenCL is faster than CUDA or HIP respectively. And you can see that in many cases, the difference is less than 20%, but there are some significant outliers. And I'd like to talk about briefly the reasons for these differences. The compiler largely generates equivalent code, but there will be some exceptions, and the actual drivers will also have an impact. So one of the more tedious reasons, or less interesting ones, is that by default, OpenCL allows single precision floating point numbers to have incorrectly rounded division and square root operations. But on the other hand, they will be faster because they're wrong. I mean, it's usually easier to get things run fast, you don't care about the result. So this explains the fact that, for example, on the A100 GPU, the in-body benchmark is 1.43 faster with OpenCL than CUDA. That's almost entirely due to the fact that if you allow CUDA to round incorrectly, it'll go really fast. It still behaves nicely. It doesn't actually stop validating with this, but it's kind of an unfair comparison. So if you tell OpenCL to please give me the right numbers, then many of these differences will go away. I don't actually know why that's a default on OpenCL. It seems a bit weird to me. Another more interesting difference is that some advanced parallel programs require an algorithm called a prefix sum or a scan. And the best known algorithm for computing prefix sums on a GPU is the so-called decoupled lookback scan developed by some NVIDIA researchers. And it really goes against how you're supposed to program GPUs. It depends on some very sophisticated communication between running threads at the same time. So they write to some shared memory and they read each other's results. So you need some progress guarantees about cache coherency and so on that are not provided by the OpenCL spec. And are sort of only provided by CUDA because these NVIDIA researchers came up with an algorithm. It worked in practice. So NVIDIA says, if you do exactly this, then it's OK. They formalize a little bit better later. But the point is, on OpenCL, you kind of reliably run this fairly fancy scan algorithms, so we have to fall back to a slower one. And that explains the performance difference for these benchmark programs that rely heavily on scans. Which is unfortunate, but that's, in principle, you should be also be able to do this in OpenCL, but I don't know of anyone who's actually managed to get it to work reliably. Another problem is that on AMD GPUs, AMD's OpenCL implementation limits thread blocks to 256 threads, so there's a limit to how we can group your threads. That's not a hardware limit because it doesn't exist with HIP on the same hardware. It's just some kind of weird driver software limit, and there's some fine print that applies to that. So that explains the performance difference for some benchmarks that are very sensitive to the block size. Again, kind of a strange software limit in AMD stack. Another similar weird thing is that you cannot reliably query the level 2 cache size in OpenCLS. This kind of thing you can query for the cache size, but it's kind of unclear whether it's supposed to be level 1, level 2, or something else. And it doesn't give the same number. On NVIDIA, it'll give you the level 2 cache size, and indeed the level 1. And this affects algorithms that query the cache size to make intelligent choices, because then on the way we wrote it, we assume that it's level 2 cache size, and if you get the level 1 on AMD, then you get some weird automatic tuning, and it doesn't really work so well. Another instance of OpenCL making it difficult to query hardware information is that you cannot query how many threads you need to fully saturate the GPU or how many will fit on it. And we do generate code that tries to query the GPU to figure out how much can we fit and then make choices based on that. Now, the interesting question is that when we can't find that information on OpenCL, we make a heuristic guess instead, which is generally smaller than the precise number. But it's actually not given that the right number produces faster code. If tuning how many threads you need on a given GPU program is a pretty complicated process, or at least very hard to predict. And in some cases, the heuristic actually runs faster than the correct number. So this is kind of, it explains the difference, but it's not really something that's a big problem, or at least the heuristic is not necessarily worse than the right information. Another problem is that when you're talking to a GPU, you're going through an API, which has some overhead on the host. And in some cases, we can see that a program is slower for no reason that we can attribute to the code actually running on the GPU. It's only due to some host-side overhead where even just touching a GPU is slower for no reason that we can't really determine. Generally, we see that OpenCL is slower. So if you just want to run the minimal unit program on a GPU that does nothing, then we observe that OpenCL is a little bit slower than both HIP and NVIDIA. This usually does not matter, because usually when you touch the GPU, you tell it to do something costly. But there are some programs or benchmarks with degenerate inputs where that really do almost no work. And then we're basically just measuring the host side overhead, like one of the small data sets for the trace benchmark or anybody has some very large ones or some very small ones, which is why we see a big variance here. It's difficult to find the exact reason for this, though. Then we also have bounce checking. This language does support full bounce checking on a GPU. It's done via a code transformation that generates some slightly odd code that we suspect that the code generators in the OpenCL, CUDA, and HIP implementations are sometimes a little bit bad at handling. So for no other reason than the bounce checking, which by itself is not expensive, we see that that code is just turned into much worse code with OpenCL than CUDA when running on the NVIDIA stack. But on the AMD stack, it's the opposite. The OpenCL code actually becomes faster than HIP. So that's just because there's a black box compiler after us. It does something to the code we generate, and we're not always quite sure what. In this case, there's a difference, so we cannot really attribute to anything else. And there's more things we can't figure out. There are some programs where there's a difference in performance between OpenCL and HIP, and we simply cannot see why. We see that a GPU kernel runs faster or slower, and even inspecting the generated machine code, I can't figure out exactly what the reason is. I suspect it has to do with register allocation or something other, some other very similar issue, a very low-level thing, because this tends to happen for kernels that are compute-bound, not memory-bound, so where such things might have a major impact, but I really haven't figured out why. We can solve some of these issues, because there's really two categories here. One is telling OpenCL to do a proper job. The other is to manually provide all this hardware information that OpenCL doesn't allow us to query otherwise. If we do that, then this becomes sort of the summary table. And now, the vast majority of the benchmarks, there's less than 10% difference between OpenCL and CUDA or OpenCL and HIP. And most of the significant cases where OpenCL is slow is because of this issue where we cannot run the best known scan implementation, because it requires some memory model guarantees that we don't have on OpenCL. So my conclusion is that it's not really difficult to target all of these APIs with a single code generator or library, but there are some performance differences. Performance portability is tricky, and most of it is down to missing hardware information. And I would say that if you only care about NVIDIA and AMD, just probably targeting OpenCL is not worth it, because CUDA and HIP are pretty similar and are overall less trouble. All right, that's my talk.
Perfect timing. One question. Who has a question?
Yeah. So there are different different versions of OpenCL, and every vendor has completely different compatibility and support. What version did you use across the board?
This will allow me. The restriction here is that NVIDIA doesn't support anything besides 2.2, I think.
That sounds right. And then AMD, they don't support.
Well, we just use for OpenCL, we use least common denominator.
So NVIDIA has restrictions.
I think it's for the 3.0 now, but it's been